Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
How do you know you've been saved? This question often disturbs many people. But the Lord has not left us to wonder about this crucial and important subject. Just as He's revealed to us in the Bible the importance of the soul and of salvation, He's also revealed the answer to this question. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, we find these words, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." We should point out here that the Christian possesses eternal life in promise. Paul spoke of it being in hope of eternal life, Titus 1, 2. John said that God had promised us eternal life, 1 John 2, 25. Jesus himself spoke of eternal life in the world to come in Mark chapter 10, verse 30. How can we know today that we have the assurance of this hope and promise? Let's take an example from the New Testament. The Apostle Peter has been personally associated with Jesus. Peter has been baptized in the Holy Spirit, Acts 2, 1 through 4. He had the power to heal the sick and to raise the dead, Acts 3, verses 6 through 10, and Acts 9, verses 32 through 41. What was the proof of salvation for this great spiritual leader? Listen as he expressed it in Acts 15, verse 11. "But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they." His proof of salvation stood in his faith in the Lord's promise. Another great passage where God provides encouragement, a consolation to the Christian, is in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 13 through 20. "For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sware by himself, saying, Surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it's impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us in it, even Jesus made a high priest after the order of Melchizedek." In this passage in Hebrews 6, there is the provision for consolation and encouragement to the Christian, because it shows that God made a promise to Abraham and kept that promise, verses 13, 14, and 15. God promised the saints eternal life, verse 16, and further that God's promise and his oath backing that promise are immutable, verse 18. In order to have the assurance of this passage applied to our own lives, we must have faith that obeys God's will, Hebrews 6, 12, and be patient and faithful, verse 15. We can know if we are in Christ where salvation is, 1 John 5, 11. We can know if we have repented and been baptized into Christ, Romans 6, verses 3 and 4, and Galatians 3, verses 26 and 27. We can know whether or not we are standing on the promises of God. Thank you for your interest in the salvation of your own soul and your call that reflects that concern. May God bless you.